Looks like my dad does not have much more time in this world. He thinks he does, but he does not. And I've prayed for my dad since I've been in church at the age of 17. We did get my dad baptized. And through a series of negative events, he left the church and has not been back since. But we're praying for him, believing God for him. He's in really, really bad shape, to the point that I have to go by the funeral home this week and make some arrangements. But God is able to give us a little more time and to see if things work out. But for right now, Luke chapter 14, verse 15 through 24. Let's stand for the word, would you? Amen. We always want to honor and respect the word of God. It's greater than the American flag. Praise God. Luke says, "And when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto them, Blessed is he that shall eat bread," everybody say, "in the kingdom of God." I think it's going to blow our minds and wipe away all of our crazy imaginations about how we are going to be in heaven. The little logo says, "I can't help it, I love to eat." And I do. And we will eat. I'm of the opinion that things are going to not be so different until we're not recognizable and all of that business. I just hope I'm a little more handsome. You want to laugh, I know you do. But you don't want me to laugh at you. Praise God. And so, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. It's going to happen. Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper, and he bade many, asked a lot of people to come for supper. Sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. Everybody shout, all things are ready. They all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I bought a piece of ground. I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. Notice it was an excuse. It wasn't a reason. And another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. Another excuse. They bought something. And another said, I've married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. Honey, if you married a wife, that's the reason why you should come. And all the wives say that too about the husbands as well. So that servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets, the lanes, the city, bring in hither the poor, the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is still room. There's still room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges. Do this, compel them to come, that my house may be filled. Praise God. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. Amen. My. And I want to speak to you tonight. We're not going to go deep and go very wide, but we're going to refresh some things. And I want us to understand that the end is near, so that we can feel the zeal to let the world know that the end is near. And by that, I want to talk about perhaps supper time. Is that what I put, Brother Jeremy? Supper time. Amen. Supper time is near. It's almost supper time. When the Lord is getting ready to, and we'd preach along these lines before, and I would call out names in the audience, and I would tell everybody, keep your eye on them. if they all of a sudden disappear, you better get your act together, because the rapture's getting ready to happen. The Lord just called them to prepare supper because they're such good cooks. Amen. We got cooks like that, so keep your eyes on them. But the truth of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, forget about the business for just a moment. Forget about the money. Forget about the deals. Amen. Listen, I'm just going to tell you on a sidebar. There is no deal like giving God what belongs to Him. Now, you can cheat the IRS, but don't play that game with God. And so, it's almost supper time. That's where we are. And I want us to be aware of that. Let's pray about it. Lord, we love, we live. We praise, we honor. We exalt, we magnify. We glorify the mighty and the wonderful name of Jesus, and we seek your face and favor right now. And somebody say, in Jesus' name, God bless you as you're seated. Join us in the upper room Sunday morning before service and Saturday night for prayer. It was at supper when Judas left and betrayed his master. That's when it was. It was right there at the end of life, the way Judas always knew it, and at the very beginning, right at the very edge of something new that was going to happen, and Judas missed it because he betrayed the Lord right there at supper time. Now, I'm not just talking about a time to eat, but I'm talking about a time when the Lord wanted to gather his people together and serve them and bless them. If you remember, when he would sit down to eat with them, the Bible said he blessed it, he broke it, and then he gave it. These are the three elements that you and I have got to go through as Christians, as Pentecostal apostolics, before we're any use at all to the kingdom of God. Amen. I thank God for his blessings. But I also thank the Lord for the time that he realized that I could finally be broken. You see, he doesn't want to break you in order to make you until he realizes and you realize that you can take it. There's a lot of folks that don't want to go beyond the blessing. The first thing we obtain in the house of God is the blessing. And then after the blessing comes to breaking, he will begin to break your will. He'll begin to change you. And I don't know how you feel about that. I truly don't. Amen. There's things I preach according to this word of God that I watch people ignore for some reason. And if that stuff is that important to you, I just don't know. That's you and God. Amen. And I hope you're ready for supper. Praise God. And so I want to be prepared. I want to be ready. And if it takes the Lord blessing me and then breaking me so I can serve and be served to this generation, then whatsoever his will is, that's what I pray for. Is that good? Amen. And after the breaking, amen, he blessed it, he broke it, and then he gave it. After the breaking, he puts it all together in the way that he wants it to be. And then that's when he begins to give it out to this world. He knows that after a person is blessed, broken, and then given, that that person can go into the world, but they won't become a part of the world. But they will come right back to the house of God, right back to their families, right back to serving God, and they'll have people with them. And so, it's supper time. Judas left him and betrayed him. All things will be made known just before supper time. Upon leaving the earth, the child of God will join the Lord at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Let's look at that. Revelation 19:7-9. Let us be glad and rejoice. In other words, let's get excited about it and give honor to Him. For the marriage supper of the Lamb is come, and His wife hath made herself ready, that being the church. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen. This is, I do not believe that this is a total, I want you to get this picture out of your mind. Since that little girl said this to me, I've never been able to forget it. Amen. She said, so what are we going to do in heaven? Just sit around on clouds beside an angel and pet goats all day? Because that's all she ever saw about heaven. Little girls petting a lamb. I literally, honestly, do not believe that this fine linen is an actual physical fabric. So no, we're not all going to look like a bunch of Muslims. Amen. But the fine linen, even the colors, the markings, everything has a spiritual annotation to it. And the Lord is trying to let us know everything is going to be fine. Everything's going to be like linen. Everything's going to be beautiful and perfect and clean and white. For the fine linen is the, there it is. Somebody tell me what that fine linen is. The righteousness of God. Amen. In other words, we're doing things right, and God's going to do the right thing when it comes to supper time. Amen. So, He said, unto me write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And He saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. Amen. Praise God. These are the true sayings of God. Just before this great event in chapter 18, the earth bewails Babylon's destruction. In chapter 19, heaven rejoices over Babylon's destruction. Amen. There's no accident that it's named Babylon, because there's a ton of religion out there right now that is just Babylon. And what do we do about that, Pastor? We get our nose in the Word of God. And when you sit under a man that's preaching, you see to it that he is preaching the Word of God. I don't care what his name is. I don't care what his credentials are. I don't care how much experience he has. I don't care what the name of his church is. You make sure that man is preaching the unadulterated Word of God. And he's not up there from Babylon. Amen. Praise God. And so it is just before that great event. Revelation speaks of the harlot church. That's the reason it wants to bring up Babylon's destruction. The Pope recently declared that if you are not Catholic, you are not saved. The Protestants went bananas. And they should have. Praise God. But Revelation speaks of the harlot church, that church that will lead you astray. Listen, it's no, the Bible said it's no big deal. Even the devil has transformed himself into an angel of light. That means a preacher. And he said that even his demons have transformed themselves into these teachers of the religion. And they give you just enough to make you believe it. And they'll give you just enough not to be saved. I'm sorry, but the Catholic Church was born in a time when people were illiterate. They couldn't read, they couldn't comprehend, they couldn't understand. And so people of high knowing stood up and made up a doctrine, and now the whole world is captured by it. I'm sorry. Amen. But there are not three gods. There's only one God, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Amen. I don't care how high your hat is, and I don't care how white your robe is, and I don't care how big your little shiny cross is. I'm telling you right now, Acts 2:38 is the gospel message for this world. It was poured out on the day of Pentecost, and it's still being poured out tonight. Amen. Repentance and baptism in Jesus' name and the infilling of the Holy Ghost is the will of God. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. So men can stand and make their declarations, but if it doesn't match the word of God, walk away. Revelation speaks of that. Sin and the sinner will be cast down. Sin and the sinner will be cast down. There is such a net, of a webbing of deceit that is over the eyes of this generation. Everybody gets to go to heaven. I've heard, I heard years back, a backslider said their friend died. And they put, I think it was on Facebook, I know they're enjoying heaven and they got a beer in both hands. That's blasphemy. Do you hear me? Amen. That is preaching a false doctrine. That is that. What if some little child hears that and says, "Oh, that's awesome! I didn't know that. Now we can do this," and they do that the rest of their life, thinking they're going to make heaven. And it was that individual's fault. That's serious business. It may be funny to those that have lost their mind and have gone away from God and have become reprobate and don't want to hear the truth anymore. But just because that's happened to an individual doesn't make the individual right about what they say. We can't put people in heaven, and thank God we can't put them in hell. But we do know a judge that can. And we do know that there's a word of God that can help us to eliminate the fact that we, in other words, we don't have to go to hell. There's a way to heaven. And it's not the way that I made up. It's not the way the Pope made up. It's not the way backsliders make it up. Amen. It's the way the Word of God said. And that is the only way. Somebody shout the Word of God. Oh, we're about to have church up in here. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the word is forever settled in heaven and in earth. Praise God. When we stand before Him, we will be judged by the word of God. And people like that will be judged by their actions and what and the actions they caused others to make. Praise God. I've always, when I got in church, I started out as a soul winner. And I want to end as a soul winner. I thank God for a Bible study that started with Devin Paul and his precious wife. Amen. This week, we're in my office teaching the Word of God. Amen. I thank God for the Bible study Carson's teaching. Thank God for the Bible studies that are graduating. We've got some that are getting certificates. We've got others that are teaching Bible studies. We've got others that are getting ready to start. We got teenagers that are coming to Brother Johnson saying, "I don't know how, but I want to. Will you teach me?" And that's why that class has been born for Sunday. Amen. It's on. It's on. We got people getting other people ready for supper time. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to make sure that we wash before supper. Praise God. And that we're cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. And that we are prepared for the people. They're going to make their way to Landmark. Amen. Hallelujah. So that the things that flow from your mouth and your mind, your spirit and your heart are not carnal things. They're not brutal things. They're not mean and hateful things. But they're things that show forth the humble humility of an individual that was saved from a devil's hell and making their way to supper time. We need to understand. It seems like sometimes, and I say this a lot, but I mean it a lot. And that is those of us sometimes that are forgiven the most, we can be the meanest. And we can judge the hardest, and we can get such an attitude. We need to understand, if the Lord can save us, He can save anybody. And if God loved me, I need to love. If God care, I need to care. If God shared, I need to share. If God, did God have patience with you? Did God have a little understanding and time to put invest in you? Then that's exactly what we need to do in them. Praise God. I thank God for the person that won me. I mentioned to you earlier how that my dad, he got 70 miles out and hit a stump. God forbid that it's ever a preacher that does that kind of thing. And it was a preacher that done that kind of thing. Amen. He stood in his pulpit, and because my dad had taken a long time, getting the Holy Ghost. He hadn't gotten the Holy Ghost yet. Had some hang-ups, had some addictions, had some afflictions. But Brother Mike, when it came time for fundraisers, my dad was always number one. He worked hard. And when it came time to clean the church, my dad was in there cleaning the church. Finally, the little pastor, he just couldn't take it no more. And he said, "Bless God, if you're not going to get the Holy Ghost, give your seat to somebody else." What right have I or anybody else, you or anybody else in the world, got to preach that kind of mess? That is not in the Word of God. Amen. I remember where my Bible says forgive 70 times 70. In other words, settle down, preacher. I'm working on a building here. Amen. And by supper time, he'll be ready to eat. You just keep loving. You keep caring. Amen. That's why when I hear about leadership being mean to people, being hateful to people, and judging and coming down on it. Hey, you've been sent in their lives to lead them. Amen. Not to knock them down. Amen. Not to shove them around. Amen. But to lead them into places that scarred me. Amen. And I'm telling you right now, there's not an individual in the church that's going to get my hate. Amen. I will never go in the rapture hating anybody. Praise the Lord, because you don't understand the damage that it can do. Amen. We baptized my daddy in the 80s, and he has not been in the church since. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you tonight? Even if you have to use family to make a point, we are to love like we've never loved, to have patience like we've never had patience, to care like we've never cared. Amen. Instead of them seeing your wrath, and seeing and hearing your slide remark, why don't you let them see your tears? Why don't you let them hear you call their name in prayer? Why don't you come up beside them and say, "I'm going on a 3-day fast for you because I'm believing God to make something special out of your life." I want this church ready, and I want us prepared for supper time. But most importantly, there are other people that have got to get to the table before the Lord serves that last meal. And we're going to get them. We are going to get them. Am I right? We're going to find them. We're going to sort them out. We're going to have patience. We're going to work with them, and we're going to make this thing work. Because it's people. And there ain't no problems like people. There is no trouble like people. When God made people, he made his first problem. Everything else did what it was supposed to do. But he made them anyhow. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says man's days are few and full of trouble. And it's true. Amen. But it's good to know that we've got a God that will walk with us all the way through trouble, trial, tribulation. Amen. But the sin and the sinner will be cast down. Amen. Sin is law to the sinner. Sin is law to the sinner. That's why they are lawless. Thinking they are rebels, they are actually obeying the law of the condemned. I don't understand someone that would say they're free and they spend their children's school clothes money and food, money for milk for the baby, and nice housing, decent housing, rent. They'll spend that for drugs. That's not freedom. I'm sorry, but that's not liberty. But they have to do that because they are born in sin, just like you and I were. And they have to have somebody step into their lives that's ready for supper so they can take them by the hand and show them the direction. Yes, they're so simple, you can hurt their feelings. And they could have gotten baptized in the 80s and they'll never come back again. And it's 2017. You say, well, they should have made it back by then. Yes, they should have. There's no reason why they couldn't found another church. No, there's no reason. There's other preachers out there that preach better than that. Yes, there is. But you see, the law of sin doesn't let them see things like that. And when they're hurt, they're hurt. And many times, it's over. And so what we do is we prepare ourselves for supper. And when we're ready for supper, we're ready to go get someone and prepare them for that. He said, go out to the highways and the byways and compel them to get the poor, get those. And they did. They did. They were ready for supper. But before supper, they went and got someone else to come. Amen. And so that's why you hear things from them like the sinner. Those that are born in sin, shapen in iniquity. That's why you hear the things from them like, I can't stop. And they can't. They say things like, I can't quit. Too hard to live that way. It's not my thing. I was born to sin. But Jesus said, we can be born again. Can I get a witness? Righteousness is the law to the righteous. That's why the righteous hate sin. I have been sent out to bid you come, for the feast is just about ready. My question is, are you washed in the blood? Are you sanctified by the Spirit? Are you leaving and walking away from a life of the lawless? Maybe it's just time to grow up so you can grow out. If the Old Testament was our schoolmaster, then maybe it's time in the New Testament for somebody to get their diploma. Graduate from the lower life, from victim to victory, and from being overcome to an absolute overcomer. Let the past be the past. Bygones be bygones. Rizpah was a concubine in Saul's house, the king of Israel. Saul started out sweet, but he went kind of sour. Seven of his sons were hung and left for the buzzards. A couple of those boys belonged to Rizpah, one of his concubines. Praise God. And so, what does she do? The Bible says she goes out there and she's with them for 6 months long, all through harvest time. She's keeping the buzzards off of them by day. And she is keeping the wolves and bears and everything off of them by night. Amen. And that's exactly what we have been sent here to do. Amen. Now, I want to ask you to do something with me right now. I want you to close your eyes. Every one of you can picture someone in your mind's eye that needs everything this preacher's been talking about. And I'm telling you, if you would take the time to focus on that one individual and give it some fasting, give it much prayer, give it much dedication and commitment, somebody's going to see a difference in someone's life that you're praying for. So why don't you, as you lift your hands right now and asking God for that name, for that person, why don't you also ask him to give you the faith to believe that they're going to make it in this house before supper. Would you do that with me right now? Would you call on the name of the Lord with me right now? Praise God. Would you do that? Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Lord, your will. Jesus, your Spirit. Master, your power. Holy Ghost, your anointing right now in the name, in the name, in the name, in the name. It's amazing that way back at the very beginning, Exodus is only the second book in the Bible. It's right there at the very beginning. And just before they exited out of their dilemma, they ate the lamb. They devoured it. And it's amazing how that you and I are living to see the day that at the end, we celebrate with the Lamb. We're going to celebrate with the Lamb. The Lamb is actually serving the supper. I don't know how you feel about that, but I so want to be ready. I want my family ready. I want my church to be ready. I want everyone I know to be ready. And I've got zeal about that. I'm not passive about that. My family is important. My children are important. Now my grandchildren are important. You are very important. And I want to see every one of us prepared for supper. But I don't want us to be the only ones. I want these empty chairs to be full before the trumpet sounds. Let's stand together, lift our hands, and let's worship Him once again, shall we? In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Everybody, everywhere, praising God for His goodness, praising God for His mercy, praising God for His power and His presence, His wonderful anointing and His great grace. Hallelujah. 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 I don't want anybody to do this because it's already been done. It was a specific thing that God perhaps laid on the heart of a lady in another church. But I do want you to get the point. She prayed so hard for her husband until she bought him a suit for church. She prayed for him. She didn't get on his nerves. She didn't drive him crazy. But she was certainly praying for him with everything she had. And so she bought him a suit for church. She didn't ask him to try it on. She didn't ask him to put it on and wear it to church. She brought the suit to church and put it over the seat beside her until the day her husband wore that suit to church. That's just faith. Now, I don't want to see a yard sale here Sunday. That's already been done. Praise God. Bringing a suit doesn't make a difference, but I'm telling you the point does. And that is, she was so desperate and she was so full of faith until she just absolutely believed God to do this great thing. And finally, a whole family has come together and they go to church together. I'm just simply saying, folks, let's not give up on this world. This world is in trouble. I know it. They're in a dilemma, and I know it. And I thank God He's able to save us from the world. But He hasn't taken us out of the world yet. He's preparing supper. I'm just asking, is there anybody here that would like to take somebody with you? Absolutely. Is there somebody here that would like to take somebody with you? Well, then let's just lift the other hand and ask Him to lay them on our hearts. Put them in our minds. Put them in our spirits, because it's almost supper time. Hallelujah. Behold, the Lamb of God is calling us to supper. When we sit and sup with Him, I want to know that I did my every best. I did everything I possibly could do to get somebody here with me, to get somebody on the streets of gold, behind those walls of jasper, gates of pearl. I know You can use me, Lord. If You can save me, You can use me. If You can redeem me, You can use me. If You can bless me, You can break me. If You can break me, You can make me. If You can make me, You can use me. Hallelujah. Lord, I want to be blessed, broken, and given for the glory of Almighty God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Take my hands, Lord. Take my feet.
Yeah.
Touch my heart, Lord. Speak through me. If You can use anything, Lord, You can use me.
Anybody available? God bless you tonight as you're dismissed. Shake somebody's hand. Greet one another. Make a friend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.